points, or more than 0.5%. From Washington, this is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Topeka Symphony presenting Ravel on Saturday, a performance created by Alice Wiley Pickett for actors, singers, and orchestra, exploring the world of Maurice Ravel. Information and tickets available at topekasymphony.org. And that sounded like Bach? It's because it was. We listen there to an orchestral arrangement of one of the many Goldberg variations. Goldberg variation number 20, specifically there, performed by the NES Chamber Orchestra on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson. Good to be with you. Classical music continues here on a Wednesday afternoon. And elsewhere in this noon hour, we'll be treated to music by that other great figure of the German Baroque time, Georg Philipp Telemann, and a chamber symphonia for recorder and strings. Not to mention the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra later, with the famous variations on a theme by Haydn, music by Brahms, all just ahead on Kansas Public Radio. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope in Lawrence, founded by parents with lived experience, working alongside families during and after a child's cancer treatment, offering financial and emotional assistance. More at babyjslegacy.org. Next up, we have the City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, conductor Simon Rattle, and guitarist Julian Bream, with a concerto that is a triumphant demonstration of the versatility of the guitar, and for many guitar virtuosos, one of the finest concertos in the repertoire, the guitar concerto of English composer Malcolm Arnold. Next, on Kansas Public Radio. The City of Birmingham Symphony Orchestra, conductor Simon Rattle, and guitarist Julian Bream, all together in the guitar concerto by composer Malcolm Arnold, here on Kansas Public Radio. It is 12:33. Thanks for joining us at your place for NPR News as well as classical music. We've got the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra ready to join us in just a few minutes for the variations on a theme by Haydn, famous music by Brahms, still to come on a Wednesday afternoon. Currently on the KU campus, it's 61 degrees with sunny skies. It's warming up today to around 68. Tonight should be mostly cloudy with lows in the mid-40s. Tomorrow should be, for the most part, a sunny day, quite breezy at times, a high of 62, and breezy and more chilly for tomorrow night, with lows in the mid-20s. We'll return to the era of the Baroque and enjoy next chamber music by composer Georg Philipp Telemann. If you happen to be an important nobleman in the Holy Roman Empire around the 18th century, this might have been the sound of your house parties, a symphonia by Telemann for recorder and strings, with Roy Goodman leading the parlay of instruments here on KPR. Music from Georg Philipp Telemann, a symphonia for recorder and strings, performed by the parlay of instruments under conductor Roy Goodman on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. Coming up now on 12:42, at the top of the hour, we've got our next NPR News update awaiting us, and classical music continues till 3 this afternoon. Join us for the 780 Songwriters Circle, presented by the Lawrence Public Library and KPR, hosted by Chris Mola, featuring local artists Colin Halliburton, Susanna Johannes, and Jeff Stoltz. It's free at the Lawrence Public Library on March 11th at 6 p.m. The Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra is ready with our next and final performance for the noon hour, a famous piece written in 1873 by Johannes Brahms, first as a two-handed piano work and subsequently orchestrated. His famous Variations on a Theme by Franz Joseph Haydn. Music allegedly by Franz Joseph Haydn, at any rate. The variations in question are off a tune known as the Chorale of St. Anthony, and in Brahms' time it had been attributed to Haydn. It's thought nowadays that it's more likely the work of Haydn's great student, Ignaz Joseph Pleyel. At any rate, we're not changing the title of the song at this point. Variations on a Theme by Haydn with the Pittsburgh Symphony, conducted by Marek Yanofsky, here on KPR. Variations on a Theme by Haydn, music by Johannes Brahms, performed by the Pittsburgh Symphony, led by Marek Yanofsky, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. NPR News and more classical music just ahead in the next hour.
Hey, it's Daryl Brogdon, host KansasPublicRadio.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258BT in Manhattan, and online at KansasPublicRadio.org.
Jones Industrial Average now up more than 300 points. This is NPR.
Support for NPR comes from Capital One, offering their premium travel card, Venture X. What's in your wallet? Terms apply. Details at CapitalOne.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. That's the Bournemouth Sinfonietta, conducted by Kenneth Montgomery, with a tune by the composer Percy Grainger called My Robin Is to the Greenwood Gone, here on Kansas Public Radio. I'm Jeff Watson, and happy to have you along for more classical music on Wednesday afternoon. The Cleveland Orchestra has our main performance for this hour, which will be one of the symphonies written by Robert Schumann. In this case, we've got Symphony No. 3, the Rhenish Symphony, a work of great beauty, coming up in about 15 minutes' time. Here on KPR, support for classical music comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at KansasTreeCare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE. Next on KPR, it's Mozart. Chamber music that he wrote in the late 1700s, around the time that he had left a fairly prominent and stable position as a court composer in Salzburg to achieve employment elsewhere throughout Europe, and he traveled extensively throughout Paris and elsewhere. And in 1778, he was in Mannheim, becoming acquainted with members of the Mannheim Court Orchestra. During all this time, he continues writing, and in 1778 wrote the following Violin Sonata, which would be ultimately his 18th sonata in the key of G. Here's Hilary Hahn and pianist Natalie Zhu next on KPR. The great violinist Hilary Hahn alongside pianist Natalie Zhu together with music of Mozart and his 18th violin sonata from 1778 here on Kansas Public Radio. 1:26 now. There'll be news from NPR at the top of the hour. Kansas Public Radio is 91.5 Lawrence, 89.7 Emporia, as well as online at kansaspublicradio.org. I'm sure by now that you've heard the news, but just in case you haven't, we've got a big party scheduled for the end of this month as the Retro Cocktail Hour celebrates 30 years on the air. February 27th and 28th, we've got a weekend packed with parties and live music, including the jet-setter jazz of the band Nutty, plus Exotica Cocktail, performing the music of Martin Denny and Les Baxter. For a complete schedule and tickets, visit kansaspublicradio.org. Support for classical music comes from the Lead Center, welcoming pianist Aristo Sham, with the 2025 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition on Thursday, March 5th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lee.ku.edu. Next on KPR is music by Robert Schumann, who wrote many symphonies and symphony-like works. He had officially about 4 symphonies, however, they weren't all published in the order in which they were composed. For example, the symphony we'll hear, Symphony No. 3, was actually the final symphony that Schumann ever composed in 1850, and reflects within it the tranquility and joy that he shared with his wife Clara as they used to take vacations to destinations situated along the Rhine River. It's been called at various times Morning on the Rhine, or nowadays simply known as the Rhenish Symphony. Schumann's Symphony No. 3 with the Cleveland Orchestra, led by Christoph von Dohnányi on KPR. Robert Schumann's Symphony No. 3, actually the final symphony that he composed in 1850. The Rhenish Symphony, played by the Pittsburgh Symphony, or excuse me, that's the Cleveland Orchestra, and conductor Christoph von Dohnányi. 2 p.m. now, and stay tuned for NPR News. Another hour of classical music awaits us here on Wednesday afternoon.
.org.
We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas. KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. As well as online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org.
The Talks. It's NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Charles Schwab, offering investors choices like full-service wealth management, advice, investing, and trading on thinkorswim. Learn more at schwab.com. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio. A melody by the composer Christoph Willibald Gluck from Orfeo and Eurydice. Janos Rolla, conductor of the Franz Liszt Chamber Orchestra, along with violinist Isaac Stern, here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. A bit more classical music in store for you on a Wednesday afternoon. I'm Jeb Watson, happy to be back with you for one more go-around of classical music before, all things considered, at 3 p.m. This hour will bring us the Toledo Trio, some American chamber music for violin, cello, and piano, a suite by one Horatio Parker. Not to mention the Serenade for Orchestra, early music from Ray Vaughan Williams, all just ahead, here on KPR. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Eagle's Rest, a furniture store in downtown Lawrence, featuring Copeland natural hardwood furniture for the entire home. Hand-built in Vermont from American Cherry, Walnut, or Oak at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. The next piece of music that we'll hear is not autobiographical, although you might not be able to tell from the title. The music is by Gustav Holst, and it's from an opera called The Perfect Fool, one which premiered in 1923. With a bit of a confusing story, at least audiences found so at the time. Concerns a wizard, a troubadour, a traveller, and a princess beset by the spirits of earth, water, wind, and fire. Is it an opera or a D&D campaign? Most people aren't really sure because the opera hasn't really been revived since the 1920s, but some of its music still survives. We've got with us next the Kansas City Symphony and conductor Michael Stern for a few ballet episodes from The Perfect Fool, next on Kansas Public Radio. Music by Gustav Holst, and a lovely ballet suite from a not-quite-so-successful opera of his from 1923 called The Perfect Fool. We heard today the Kansas City Symphony and conductor Michael Stern on KPR, Kansas Public Radio. About 20 minutes into our 2 p.m. hour of the classics. And still to come, in about 10 minutes' time, another English piece from 1898, The Serenade for Orchestra, by Rayfawn Williams. The Scottish National Orchestra has that performance in just a short time, here on a Wednesday afternoon. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Leeds Center, welcoming pianist Aristo Sham with the 2025 Van Cliburn International Piano Competition on Thursday, March 5th, 7:30 p.m. Tickets are at lead.ku.edu. And Love Garden Sounds, buying and selling compact discs, vinyl records, stereo equipment, and more at 822 Mass Street in Lawrence. More at lovegardensounds.com. Next on KPR, some American chamber music from one of those 19th century American composers, part of the group known as the Boston Six. A suite for piano, violin, and cello by Horatio Parker on Kansas Public Radio. Suite for piano, violin, and cello by American composer Horatio Parker, performed by the Toledo Trio today on Kansas Public Radio. A minute past 2:30 now, and at 3 o'clock it'll be time for All Things Considered from NPR News. At the end of this month, we invite you to celebrate 30 years of music that's shaken, not stirred, when KPR presents the Retro Cocktail Hour 30th Anniversary Weekend on February 27th and 28th. It'll be a weekend packed with parties and live music, too, including the jet-setter jazz of the band Nutty, plus Exotica Cocktail, performing the music of Martin Denny and Les Baxter. For a complete schedule and tickets, visit kansaspublicradio.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on Baby J's Legacy of Hope, serving Lawrence and the surrounding areas, providing financial and emotional support to families that are navigating a pediatric cancer diagnosis. Details at babyjslegacy.org. Martin Yates, conducting the Scottish National Orchestra. They've got our next performance from Rayfawn Williams, his Serenade for Orchestra in A Minor on KPR. Serenade for Orchestra from 1898 by Rayfawn Williams, performed by the Scottish National Orchestra, led by conductor Martin Yates here on KPR, Kansas Public Radio, where it's now just about 3 p.m. and about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. Time for me to step aside and say good afternoon to you. I'm Jeb Watson. Thanks for joining me for this afternoon's music, and I'll have more at noon tomorrow. KPR is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. You know, creating a legacy in public radio is as easy as adding KPR to your will and becoming a member of the Dick Wright Legacy Society. A bequest can help ensure our on-air service will continue for years to come. For information, visit legacy.kansaspublicradio.org.